So welcome to another episode of our Thriving at the Beach podcast. I'm Peggy Masterson, the Director of Partnership Grand Strand, and I have been so privileged to be your host for this podcast. If you've been a listener, you probably already know that we have been putting this podcast out in the world since the fall of 24. I can't believe it's been almost a year. And during this time, we have interviewed over 30 local leaders or business owners and have learned so much along the way. We've learned both a ton about our local community. It's been a journey. So today's episode is going to be a little different than the others. It's just me today, and I will be recapping some of the highlights from our past episodes. We're doing this to refresh your mind on what these local leaders had to share about the work they're doing when they were on the podcast. And that's if you've already been a listener. We hope that these mini sessions or these mini highlights will provide any new listener with some real examples of the meaningful content that is contained in each Thrivin' episode. So we're so glad you've joined us today, and let's go ahead and get started. So today's summary is with Mr. Bruce Bailey. And Bruce Bailey is the CEO of Tidelands Health. I learned a great deal about Tidelands Health and its magnitude and its contribution to our marketplace. I didn't know, and maybe you don't as well, but it is the largest not-for-profit healthcare organization in the southeastern United States. It serves our community in many ways, both Horry and Georgetown counties. They have 4 hospitals, 2 acute care centers, 2 inpatient rehab hospitals, and over 60 outpatient clinics, and that is continuing to grow, as he shares in his podcast. Tidelands also has a strategic partnership with MUSC, the Medical University of South Carolina, and this partnership is intended to bring specialized cancer care, neurosurgery, and other specialties into our area. Tidelands has an economic impact over $500 million annually in this marketplace, so a huge contributor to our growth and prosperity, not only from a healthcare perspective, but also from a revenue perspective. And you would think that after learning all that about Tidelands, Bruce would have his plate completely full. And I'm sure he does, but he also has made a commitment to be a community-minded leader. And he takes time to serve on multiple boards and advisory groups across our area. He's a board member of Partnership Grand Strand, which we greatly appreciate. He is also a board member of the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Council, as well as a sustainable committee up at Coastal Carolina, and I'm sure many other organizations. His belief is that access to excellent healthcare is critical for all communities, and his team is committed to that mission every day. When asked about his goals for Tidelands, he said, "We just don't want to be there only when you're sick or injured. We want to be part of the effort to make the community healthier." And I think that's really pretty powerful. And all of the things that he does support that statement. Tidelands, as you know, has a huge community presence in our area. They have an organization within their system called the Tidelands Community Care Network. And this is a group that is solely charged with working with multiple agencies and other healthcare providers in our region to try to improve the overall health of everyone in this community. So there's a lot of outreach, there's a lot of sponsorship, there's a lot of great community support that comes through that Tidelands Community Care Network. And the other thing he shared with us is they have a brand new project that's underway, probably as we speak, that is called the Tidelands Health Carolina Bays Campus. This is a new campus that Tidelands is building that's located in Sacristy over near St. James Burgess area of our county. And it is a strategic partnership with MUSC to bring those specialty services I mentioned earlier to our area, but also to keep those services here in our area versus going to Charleston. The overall intention is to create a healthcare campus that has multiple specialties all in one location. This makes it easier for the patient. The patient gets a quicker evaluation, quicker treatment, and hopefully quicker recovery. So the Carolina Center is a representation of kind of future thinking for Tidelands Health and initiative that will be addressing what our needs are going to be, not only throughout 26 and 27, but also into the next century, quite frankly. One of the newest projects that Bruce shared with us is a project called Carolina Bays Campus. This is located in the Sockestee St. James Burgess area of the county, and it is a partnership with MUSC to bring services into our region that might have otherwise gone to Charleston. This is a strategic project, and its overall intention is to create a healthcare campus that has multiple specialties all in one location. The intention is to make it easier for the patient, give that patient quicker evaluation, quicker access to treatment, and quicker opportunity to recover. At this Carolina Bays Center, or campus as it's called, there will be a huge presence from MUSC and their specialties group there. The Tidelands Health Hollings Cancer Center will be located there, which is a comprehensive cancer program. There will be expanded cardiac care services, rehab or rehabilitation service there in partnership with Compass Health out of Birmingham, Alabama, plus a women and children's clinic where they will be integrating offerings for mom for OB care, as well as pediatrics and general pediatric care and pediatric specialties all within that same campus. So to sum up, what Tidelands is doing is developing innovative solutions to healthcare via multiple partnerships. They're doing it in a strategic fashion to meet the needs of what our community is going to need in the future. In his words, we're building this to meet the needs of what this community is going to need in 2028 and beyond. I hope you'll go back and listen to the podcast and learn in more detail all of the things that I've just touched on today. Bruce is a terrific example of leadership that is forward-thinking, proactive, and community-focused. He works tirelessly to stay connected to what is happening in this community and then works to align Tidelands initiatives to meet those emerging needs. Those are the kind of folks that we need more of in this area. And I hope that you'll enjoy Bruce's podcast and get an idea of all the great things that Tidelands is doing. Thrivin is now releasing a brand new episode every week. We are also evolving to make our episodes a little shorter, so you'll still get great content without a huge time commitment. We want you to know that we created this podcast for you. You, the local resident, you, the local business, and you, the students across the Grand Strand. Thrivin is available wherever you get your podcasts, and it's also on our website. Keep listening, keep thriving, and perhaps share our podcast with a friend. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.